Greetings, my friends, and welcome to the Paula Gordon Show, conversations with people at the leading edge. I'm Paula. Modern humans are so dominant on the planet today that it's hard to even imagine a different reality. It turns out, says our guest, Dr. Ian Tattersall, that there have been lots of ways to be human in the last 5 million years. His specialty is Neanderthals. Consider, he says, how successful they were for hundreds of thousands of years. And they were simply the last of as many as 15 human species that have lived on Earth often at the same time. How are we different from Neanderthals? Well, for starters, says Dr. Tattersall, Homo sapiens are very dangerous.
There are intuitive processes in the brain, which are not dependent on language, that can be very sophisticated and get you a very, very long way. And I think that Neanderthals are the ultimate example of what non-symbolic reasoning can do. And it got them a very long way. And it was only when symbolically reasoning humans came onto the scene that Neanderthals started to have difficulties.
Ian Tattersall is one of the world's leading paleoanthropologists. He directs and is curator in the Department of Anthropology at the famed American Museum of Natural History in New York. Dr. Tattersall has reported on fieldwork he has done around the world in hundreds of scholarly and popular articles. He's also written a dozen books, which include The Last Neanderthal, Becoming Human, and Extinct Humans. Bill Russell and I were eager to know what's currently known about who we modern humans are and how we came to be who we are. So we sought out Dr. Tattersall. We wanted to learn firsthand about growing evidence that as many as 15 distinct human species have roamed the Earth during our 5-million-year family hominid history. We connected with Dr. Tattersall on a rare day when he was between trips in his office in New York City. Ian Tattersall, it is so easy to get wrapped up in the idea of how many things are changing, but I think most of us are kind of grudging and say, well, lots of things are changing in the world, but at least humans, we know who we are. We have a sense of what that means. It seems to me that your work says, that we don't really know as much as we think we know. Is that a fair assessment?
In a sense, that's a fair assessment. But my general feeling is that we do know pretty well who we are, and that the problem arises with our predecessors. When did humans become human is very, very difficult to put one's finger on. But what it means to be human is something that may vary with individuals in terms of their own experience. But I think we have a pretty good intuitive grasp of that.
I have always assumed that we are pretty much the end of evolution, as I think everybody else assumes. You do a wonderful job talking about setting the predicates for saying the notion of a great chain of being that goes all the way back to Aristotle is something with which we have kind of put blinders on ourselves. Tell us about the great chain of being and why this may not be as self-evident as many of us, I think, would assume it is.
Well, the great chain of being is a notion that's been around for a very long time to basically explain humanity's position in the world. The notion of a great chain of being is that simpler organisms are not gave rise necessarily, but that there is in the natural world a succession of beings from the simple to the complex. And in its original formulation, right up to God at the top with humans as the penultimate step.
If one chooses not to enter into a religious argument on that, there is another way of looking at how we got to where we are, isn't there?
There is indeed. And my notion is that, evolution is a process that requires certain conditions to take place. And that today, We really don't have the conditions that are required for future change, significant change among humans. That doesn't mean that our species Homo sapiens is the pinnacle of evolution. Evolution is going on all the time in many different directions, and our direction is only one of them. But we tend to think of ourselves as a pinnacle, and it's that which I think gives us a false perspective.
You make a point about the human exceptionalist perspective that we have, that we tend to think of that somehow or other we evolved in a different fashion. It goes to the same thing Paul is talking about, what you were just saying, but that we, in fact, by all evidence, are part of evolution, that we are not in some way distinct from it, which has implications that I think a lot of us haven't thought about.
With your permission, let's do that when we come back.
Okay.
This is the Paula Gordon Show. We are delighted to be with Ian Tattersall at the American Museum of Natural History in New York. We'll all be back in just a moment. Please stay tuned.